I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour podcast, Extra Bits, our little gift for you podcast subscribers. This week, me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton chat about the top news stories that have caught our eye.
Gina Martin, 18 months ago, was at a festival and found a man literally on the floor underneath her taking a picture up her skirt. She was horrified by it, took it to Parliament to make upskirting a criminal offence, because apparently it's not. And this week, 2 years nearly after she started it, legislation was passed that means, gentlemen, if you are thinking that, I don't know why you would be thinking this, but if you are thinking that you're going to get your kicks by taking a picture of some girl's kicks, then it's now punishable by up to 2 years in prison.
Two years in prison. That's amazing. Because this whole story got drowned out because of Brexit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've covered this story on the show. Mm. And there was the guy in Parliament who blocked it initially, didn't he? I've forgotten the guy's name. He blocked everything.
Chope.
Yeah, so it was phenomenal. It just sort of suddenly came up my Twitter feed. And I was like, yes. And for somebody to just fight for this. Someone has just decided off their own back, this needs to change it. And it's been a one-woman campaign to change it. I was just like, that's
the thing that really shocked me about this. When I first saw this story, when Gina was campaigning for it a year or so ago, I did not realise that it wasn't already illegal.
No, but I remember there being a meme on social media of upskirting, of people doing it, say, on escalators and things like that as well. Do you remember that a few years ago?
I don't know about you ladies, but I definitely feel sometimes if I'm on a tube and there is somebody with their phone directly out in front of me, and I'm probably being overly sensitive, but I definitely think, are you taking a picture?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I thought that the other day.
Yeah.
But there's a way someone holds their phone that is, I'm looking at it, and there's a way someone holds their phone and it's, I'm taking a photo.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure this guy was taking a photo, because it was all in the position. If someone holds their phone, you can't hear me at home. But if you hold your phone like you're typing on it, your hand is to the back of your phone.
Yeah.
If you're holding your phone and you're positioning it and your hand is to the front, you are positioning it to take a photo. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. I was talking, I think cultural norms is one of the reasons why upskirting became a thing. Photographers of the 90s.
Of course. We're doing
celebrity culture.
It
the
was
Lindsay
part of,
Lohan,
exactly.
Britney Spears.
It was celebrity
culture.
And it
got published.
Yeah.
Always used to be on the front pages.
So if you see that on the front page and it becomes norm, I'm not excusing it for anyone at all, but you don't necessarily know that it's wrong, because everyone, in quotes, is doing it. You get famous for doing it. You know, the Lindsay Lohans of this world, they weren't necessarily complaining. Abby Titmarsh, you know, they weren't complaining because it was getting them on the front pages of whatever. Maybe they were, but we didn't hear about it. Anyway, fast forward, we now all know it's wrong. We shouldn't have had to go through this process for 2 years. And one of the reasons they said they didn't was because there was already sort of legislation in place that you could kind of sort of take someone through sort of kind of, yeah.
I think it might have been the kind of revenge porn legislation. Yeah.
But it wasn't enough. No. Because it was a very specific crime. So I think it's brilliant that this has been passed. I do think once the hubbub of something else that's going on in the world passes...
What is that? Do you know?
That's something.
something to do
with... Something's going on.
Somebody leaving something, oh, something at some point. Yeah.
That thing. There should be a celebration of this. Yeah.
I agree. Congratulations, Gina Martin. Well, we done. Are what very proud badass. Of you. What a badass. Absolutely. So the second story that I can't even begin to understand this story is the story of ultra runner Jasmine Paris. So
badass. Next level. This is like badass on steroids, isn't it?
So she has become the first female winner of Britain's most brutal running race, 268 miles. Mm-hmm. I can't even comprehend how long that is.
She ran 268
miles. 268 miles non-stop along the Pennine Way from Edel in Derbyshire to the Scottish borders. Now, I do not know how long that is, but I know that I am not doing it if I'm not in a car.
It took her 4 days. She ran non-stop for 4 days.
And she
did
83 hours.
And she had to carry everything with her as well.
Uh-huh. And if that... was not enough. She beat 136 people, including 125 men. Still not enough. It's the Montane Spine Race. She smashed the course record by more than 12 hours. Still not enough. Because she did it while expressing milk so that she could breastfeed her 14-month-old daughter.
I
had the same face as you when I read this story. I was like, is this real?
If ever we needed evidence that mums are superheroes, this is it. I think there's something that happens that just turns them into superhuman.
There was some great
strength. There's like just the ability of the body.
There was some great quote she put in there. So she said, "My coach told me to get a weight vest to practice running with a backpack. But I thought, I have a baby. I'll take her." It was decent training.
I mean, what I think is so incredible about this, not just the fact that she's done it, but also, quite frankly, like, shout out to the technology that allows women to do this. This idea that the second you have a baby, you are stuck at home and you cannot leave your chair and that's it. You know, there is now tech out there that allows you to run and express milk at the same time.
Yeah, but let's not put any pressure on any new mums that are out there.
Quite frankly, just anyone at all. Yeah, and she was... Nobody needs to feel the need to run any further than for the bus.
Stay at home and just relax in your PJs and look after your newborn baby. We fully endorse
absolutely
that.
Absolutely fine. I do think, you know, the body is magical. And, you know, if she got
the mind is magical. She was getting up at 4 a.m. to train.
Yeah.
Badass. I mean, I don't know about you, but I ain't getting up. I can't even get up at 8 a.m. in these dark mornings.
Yeah, no.
Jasmine Paris, absolute legend. And ultra runners, come and tell us what it's like. Really and truly, you guys who are out there doing these 263-mile insane runs, why do you do it? My former hairdresser used to be an ultra runner, and she said that she basically hadn't really run until she was about 30. And then she was staying at her boyfriend's house with his parents, and his dad was a runner. He was like, "Oh, do you want to come out with me for a run?" And she said she felt sort of compelled to be polite. I don't know why. I'm never running to be polite, but whatever. So she went out for a run with him, and she said they did kind of 5K, and she was like, "No, let's just keep going."
Wow.
And she said they did 10K in that first run, and she's just kept running and running and running. And she said every time I stopped, I was like, "I could probably run a bit further." And now she does sort of, you know, 50 miles as a kind of Sunday jog. And that mindset to me is incredible. The ability to keep going.
My little taster of this.
Training.
You're going to be a 100-mile walk.
100 kilometres. Yeah, because, okay, you know, I ain't that crazy. But so we did it over 2 days. There were people that did it non-stop through the night. So we're going down ridgeways in the middle of the dark, head torches. It would have been running non-stop for at least 24 hours. And we asked some people on the way, why? And they said, well, last year we stopped and we slept. And we just thought, well, why not? And then really, I think, again, it's a brilliant thing of the mind and body. Once you've done something, you're like, well, how much further could I go? And it's hard, but you do it. You finish it. And then you think, well, if I did that, can I go that bit further? And I like you, I have friends that do ultras and, you know, do run across the desert. Beating your body. So she slept for, what, 3 hours or something?
Yeah.
Sleeping. Yeah. We usually think you have to sleep over a certain period. So being active for 4 days and sleeping for 3 hours goes against everything we think the body and the mind can do. And so it's a challenge your body in that way, I think, just must be, I don't know, it's almost magical.
Yeah, but what's the recovery? Anybody who's done even a marathon will tell you they still can't walk after a week. I would love to know what the actual recovery, because yes, the body is an amazing thing, but that is an enormous amount of stress that you're putting, wear and tear, you know, on the body. So I'd be interested to know what the recovery was.
I mean, I think a really long bath and a big gin and tonic definitely came into play. And finally, we talked earlier tonight about balance in the workplace and getting that kind of male-female balance in the workplace. GCHQ, our kind of head spy office here in the UK, is setting up a all-female class to recruit women hackers. So basically they've discovered, I don't know how they kind of missed this given that numbers is supposed to be their thing, 90% of all the cybersecurity experts they have working for them are men. Absolutely not representative at all in terms of gender and also BAME communities, so most of them are white. So they are setting up free classes for women to try and teach them cyber skills so they can recruit them. Do we think this is a good idea? I'm not sure, because if I'm being honest, cyber spies feels like something that's very high tech and also quite dangerous, and I want somebody with just decades worth of experience in charge of that. I'm not sure the 6-week class that they're offering is the same thing. Nat, what do you think?
No, so I know a little bit about this.
Do you? How come?
Are you a secret hacker? She's
got security clearance.
Yeah, I can't tell you. So it's a 6-week course. Ultimately, it's just looking at coding and the background of tech. And most cybersecurity, it's recognizing patterns. And so what are the patterns? What are the anomalies? You know, it's the same people that work in banks and looking at money laundering and money going from here to here to here to here to here, and then suddenly the chain breaks. And so actually, I think it's a great thing that they're doing, because they're just testing whether or not people have the aptitude to then go further. And so, yes, 10 years worth of experience helps. But think about how quickly technology changes.
I was going to challenge that.
It doesn't matter if you've had 10 years, because the thing that happens tomorrow, no one has any experience of. So what you need is the cognitive ability to recognise a pattern or a sequence or a change and then act upon it.
Oh, now I'm quite excited, because I've always sort of wanted to be a spy.
Of course you have.
Totally be a spy. Technically, you probably are. We're stalking your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if they knew how good my cyber-stalking skills were. Emma, is this an area that we should be pushing women into? Is it an area where we need...
It's not the right word.
Well, encouraging. Is it an area where we need gender balance?
Do you know what? I was thinking that. I mean, you know, obviously we want gender balance across, because we want people to be whatever they want to be, and you need role models. But equally, I was like, oh, what is the impact on cybersecurity from not having diversity? And I don't know the topic enough, but that was my question, was like, how would it change things if we did have diversity there?
But again, so forget all of that. How does it change things? It's a job you can do from home, because you need to be on all the time. So actually it works really well for mums, because they can
Parents
can log
flexible
in.
Flexible working is even for non-parents. I have puppies that I look after on a Friday. I have flexible working in my company because I want to look after a couple of dogs on a Friday.
I'm with you, but the point I'm trying to make is around the gender diversity. Actually, you can bring mums into the workplace by saying you can work flexibly. Yes, you can bring dads in too, but they're already in there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.